15. Wait a second. How was the math quiz? Sophie asked anxiously as I met her outside school after the final bell. Camille had already gone home with Dad. Great, I said, feeling relieved. I knew every answer. Go you, she said, her face breaking into a smile. I winked. Well, I had some help studying last night. And you know, it's almost as if I've been in seventh grade math all week. Almost as if, she repeated. Then she gave me a shoulder bump. Hey, I'm sorry your song didn't win the talent show. It was really good. Thanks, I said. The eighth grade girl who played piano won the free month of classes at the Franklin School of the Arts. I was disappointed that I hadn't won, but I was also proud of myself for getting up on stage and singing something I wrote, and for crushing it in the pie-eating contest. You're a great songwriter, Sophie added. For real? I said, blushing. Yeah. You know I only tell the truth. We need to celebrate. Wow. Sophie wanting to celebrate was a big deal. Can we go to Paige's? I asked hopefully. Sophie's eyebrows rose. Only if you want to, I added. She cocked her head to the side. Funny. Mike Thompson just asked me if I was coming to Paige's again today. Know anything about that? I might, I said with a laugh. Pretty smoothie of him. Sophie rolled her eyes, but I could tell she was secretly pleased. Okay, let's head over. Nice to know you and I are on the same page. I pointed at my sister in pretend shock. Whoa! You said something punny! She took a bow. I placed one hand to my heart and mimed wiping a tear with the other. I don't think I've ever felt closer to you. Sophie laughed. Just so you know, it's not only Mike I made friends with, I told her. There's Kayla and Mandy and JJ too. I know you're probably annoyed that I made friends for you, but I think that they... Thank you, said Sophie. Thank me? I echoed, surprised. Yeah. Thank you. I don't always give people a chance, but I should. Hey, do you want to invite your friends to come to Paige's too? They're right over there. I turned around to see Leah and Sloan walking out of the school. Sure, I said, waving them over. Let's all go. Together, I crooned playfully. Sophie rolled her eyes again, but this time she didn't hold back her smile. Why didn't you tell us you wrote songs? Leah asked me. She, Sloane, and I were sitting at a table at Paige's with our smoothies. I tried to, I said, but I didn't think you'd want to sing one. You didn't even give us the chance to say no. Or yes, Sloane said. Exactly, Leah said as she chewed on crushed ice from her drink. It's like you told yourself no. I nodded. Sometimes I feel like you both have very strong opinions, and I'm kind of in the middle. In the middle of them, in the middle of my sisters. But maybe it's not about picking between what you want, I looked at Leah, or what you want, I looked at Sloane, but also considering what I want. Absolutely, Leah said. Like when you led the flash mob, Sloane said. I laughed. I wasn't exactly acting like myself this week. You really weren't, Leah said, shaking her head. But that's okay. You deserve the same patience you show us. Like, all the time. Yeah, even when you took over our song at the show, Sloane pouted. Sorry about that, I said. It's all right, Leah said. It was sort of funny. I just wish you'd given us a heads up. I nodded. I get that. Sloane squeezed my arm. You can make it up to us next year. How? I asked. Write us a song that will win the talent show, okay? No pressure. Leah laughed. On it. I grinned. After Sloan and Leah left Pages, I went over to find Sophie. She was sitting at a table, having smoothies with Mike, JJ, and Kayla. And she was smiling as bright as she had when she'd been hula-hooping in the schoolyard. Are you ready to go? I asked my sister. Don't go yet, Kayla said to Sophie. That's when I noticed the music piping through the cafe's speakers. Oh, I wouldn't want to break up your moonrise listening party. JJ and Kayla looked at me like adults who warned kids to stay out of grown folks' business. Right. That was privileged seventh grade info, and I was, happily, back to being a fifth grader. Sophie told me that you like the same music, I added quickly. Sophie backed me up with a nod before taking out her phone. She texted something, waited a minute, and then looked up at me and smiled. Mom and Dad say you can walk home by yourself today. Really? I asked, surprised. Yep. I told them you aced your math test and how well you did at the talent show today. And that I want to stay out a bit longer. I reached down and hugged her. Thank you, Sophie. See you at home. She hugged me back, and I left Pages with a bounce in my step. I walked the 3 blocks to my house, feeling the tiredness start to hit me. What a day. What a week. What a wish. What was she doing here? Eloise was sitting on my front steps. Right. Eloise. I had to give her the bracelet now, like I'd promised. She jumped to her feet. Hi, Addie, is it? I nodded, wordlessly. I didn't want to say too much, because Eloise didn't know about the sister switch. She'd never asked what I'd wished for. Do you know where I can find Sophie? She asked. I rang the doorbell, but no one's answering. She's out right now. I stepped onto my front porch. Worry lines creased Eloise's face, and I felt bad for her. I continued. But I know what you're here for. Sophie told me everything. Oh, well, yes. Is the bracelet ready? Can I have it? How did you know it was off? She showed me the gold bead that she wore on a necklace. See? This was once part of the bracelet, so it warms up and glows when the magic is working. It's not glowing now, so I know the bracelet is off. I've lost the connection. The radar, you mean? I guess you can call it that, yes. A promise was a promise. I started to reach for my pocket, but Sophie's words echoed in my mind, like a warning. You only do what's expected of you. Was I giving this bracelet to Eloise because I wanted to be liked? Was I agreeing just because I found it uncomfortable turning her down? No. Despite Becca's warning, I couldn't not help someone in need. What if this was Eloise's kid sister's last chance? I dug into my pocket for the bracelet. Eloise's eyes grew wide, like I was going to pull out a juicy burger. Did she want to eat this bracelet? I was digging in the wrong pocket because I pulled out a piece of gum instead. Eloise still reached for it, but stopped short when she saw what it was. Wrong pocket, I said. That's okay, Addie. You won't regret this. My big sister will finally be healed, thanks to you. I nodded and started reaching for my other pocket. I spotted Sophie just then crossing the street toward us with her smoothie from Paige's. She waved to me. Sophie, my big sister. I froze. What had Eloise just said? Wait, I thought it was your little sister who was sick, I said. Eloise's eyes darted from side to side, as if she was completely caught off guard. She fake laughed to cover up her surprise. Oh, yes. My little sister is sick, but our older sister is so worried. But you said there were only two of you. I backed up toward my front door. Sophie climbed the porch steps, glancing between me and Eloise. Did I? Eloise said. You must have heard wrong. Now, can I have the bracelet, sweetie? She asked, her voice growing stern. I'm sorry. Sophie came to stand beside me. I already mailed the bracelet to the next person. It's on its way to Winnipeg, Canada, as we speak. I shot Sophie a look. Sophie lied. Sophie lied? She never lied. Canada? Eloise growled at Sophie. You sent my bracelet to Canada? You were supposed to give it to me! I wanted to, but the magical bracelet went magical bracelet on me, Sophie said calmly. It practically disappeared to the next person who needed it. We had a deal! Eloise screeched. Eloise glared at us, and Sophie and I both reacted like twin shrugging emojis. Then, together, we entered our house and slammed the door. I looked through the peephole and saw Eloise stomping her foot on our porch, furious. Then, I saw Dad and Camille approaching our house, Dad holding Fufu on a leash. Can I help you? Dad asked, frowning at Eloise. When Fufu saw Eloise, she let out a low growl. She was finally acting like a guard dog. Oh, it's the makeup lady, Camille said, jumping on her toes. Can you make me look like a rooster? Absolutely not, Eloise yelled. Kids are the worst! Ugh! Then she stomped her foot again and stormed off down the street. Dad and Camille stared after her, confused, then came inside the house with Fufu. I turned to Sophie and grinned. What? She asked. Oh, nothing. Just that I thought you never lied. I don't. Then why did you lie to Eloise? To protect you, she said. That's what big sisters are for. My heart squeezed, and my eyes got watery. Sophie noticed, and she gave my back a little rub. Thank you, I choked out. You're a great big sister. I know, teased Sophie. Do you know what else I'm great at? Soccer. Or, I used to be. I think I'm going to try out for the team this spring. JJ and Kayla play too. I kind of miss it. You totally should, I told her. You'll be amazing. So will I, Camille announced, coming over to throw her arms around my waist. Wait, what were you talking about? I laughed. You know what would be amazing, I told Camille. If you finally cleaned up your side of the room. Maybe, Camille said with a giggle. It was the best I could hope for. Addie, my mom said when she got home. I ran into Principal Bryant at the grocery store. She said the song you wrote and performed at the talent show was wonderful. Oh, that's so nice of her, I said, my cheeks flushing. She mentioned that the Franklin School of the Arts offers a songwriting class. Is that something you would be interested in? I nod on my bottom lip to keep myself from shouting, yes! If I said yes, would my mom lecture me about my math quizzes? Or say I wasn't being as responsible as Sophie was? Oh, that songwriting class? I stalled, even though I was close to bursting. Mom frowned. You already knew about the class? It's obvious you want to take it. Why didn't you tell me? I didn't think you'd approve, I finally said, in a small voice. Because it's not something Sophie would do. When Mom reached out to hold my hands in hers, it soothed the ache in my heart. I know you and your sisters were just having fun, but you don't need to pretend to be Sophie or anyone else, she said gently. I'm sorry if I ever made you feel like you did. Now, what do you say we sign you up for that class?
Yes! I finally burst out. Let's do it!
Is there a rooster crowing class? Camille asked, coming into the living room.
I'll look into that too,
Mom chuckled and sat down on the couch. I laughed extra hard, because I was deliriously happy. Camille climbed into Mom's lap, and Mom started taking out Camille's hair ties, one by one. Camille collected the ties and placed them in a pouch for safekeeping.
Here, Mom, this'll keep them from getting lost, said Camille.
That's so responsible of you, baby girl, Mom said.
I am very responsible now, Camille said, matter-of-factly. Just like Sophie and Addie. I may be much shorter than they are, but I can still help out in all kinds of ways.
Amen, said Mom. Smiling, I went upstairs. Sophie was in her room, listening to Moonrise on repeat, and no doubt studying. But her door wasn't closed all the way, so I knew if Camille and I stopped in to say hello to her, she wouldn't mind. When I went into my room, I gasped. Camille had finally cleaned up her side of the room. The room wasn't as neat and quiet as Sophie's, but that was okay. It was mine. I took out the box the bracelet had come in and gasped again. The label had changed. My name and address were no longer on it. Now, there was a new name and address. Lucy Usathorne, 408 Mockingbird Lane, Fort Worth, Texas, 76008. Lucy? I said. That name wasn't there before. I would have noticed it. And the address definitely wasn't in Winnipeg. I texted Becca a picture. Becca, that's the name of the next girl who needs the bracelet. Are you going to write her a letter about what happened to you like I did? Yes, I was. And here it is, Lucy. All in one of Sophie's blue notebooks. She said I could have one, no problem. I hope you'll read my letter before making a wish. And I hope you won't fall for Eloise's lies the way I did. Hopefully, she won't find you now that we've sent her to Canada. But don't worry. Becca and I are here to help, no matter what. I'll add our contact info at the end so you can reach out. In fact, send us a message the second you get this. We can't wait to meet you. Best wishes. XO, Addie.